Jazz and AJ Week in Review. A behind-the-scenes look back at everything that happened this week. Good and bad. The Jazz and AJ Week in Review. Download every Friday and tune in again to the live show Monday morning starting at 5:30 a.m.
Are we rolling?
Yes.
Welcome to the Week in Review Sugared Up Podcast. I'm Chaz, that's AJ.
Actually, I'm crashing whenever. Thank you. Hi.
Future birthday girl Pam is over there.
Future, hello.
Future, hello.
Hello right now. Future, yeah.
You got a time capsule. Right. You're right here.
I know. It's
amazing. And Phil is over there.
Yeah. Presently.
Right. Live in the now, man.
Last week was some best stuff from the St. Patrick's Day broadcast.
Yeah.
But the week before that, AJ kind of dropped a bombshell on us.
Yeah, I never had a blowjob. Whatever. Want to just get to it? Fine. Yeah, I never did. Okay. All not right. For lack of trying. Just never happened.
There was also something about the marriage, too. Like, you didn't have an orgasm or...
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah. I went for a long period of time. Don't worry. You know, the other half was way pleased, but I never, you know, in the act have ever, you know, I never, you know,
with anyone.
Myself. Yeah.
With anyone.
Never released. No. Huh. There's only been one person.
Right.
You know, so yeah, I've never released with her. Yeah. I always had to end up taking care of that by hand.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is kind of gross thing right now.
Well... I don't know.
Right.
Hey, you know, other people have probably experienced this, but just haven't had...
Yeah, I'm cheap.
Really, the balls to talk about it.
Exactly. Yeah. So, yeah. So.
It just seems like that's weird.
Although I will say it does give you longevity. At least I'm not, you know, a 60-second love maniac, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, got a minute, boom, done.
Right.
You know, I mean, went for hours and hours, and was always like, my legs are tired, can we stop?
Hours and hours.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, one time...
Is that because you're drunk? Because I have, you know, the drunker I am, the harder it is.
Well, most of the time,
the older I get, the drunker I get.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Most of the time, I was buzzed or hammered. Yeah,
That could be it.
Yeah,
yeah.
Why don't you try it sober?
There's a term for it. Whiskey.
No
whiskey dick.
Whiskey dick is limp. That's whiskey dick.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. Now whiskey dick means nothing's happening. The bridge is not going up.
I gave up drunk sex years ago.
Yeah.
I just realized, it's not worth it. It's not great for her.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. But I mean, you know, after time, I mean, you know, you live with someone for a long period of time and everything. And it's just like, it doesn't become your main focus anymore. I mean, I'm in and out the door. I'm either doing stuff for the station or I'm doing the stand-up comedy or I'm doing stuff with the cars. You know, I'm never around.
It is your focus. Bring it up all the time.
Apparently so.
It's not your focus.
I guess it's like subconscious.
It's not your focus between you and her.
Right.
But it is, it's something that's on your mind a lot.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, but to be honest with you, yeah, I mean, it is. It is, you know.
Have you ever asked her about it or talked to her about it?
No.
Yeah, that's the thing that, like, you don't like to have any kind of a confrontation, even if it would be a conversation and not a confrontation.
Right, yeah.
You would rather just let it go.
Exactly, life just goes on.
So when I think about that, and, you know, that's a long time to go without that physical...
Right.
Back and forth.
I mean, it's not everything in a relationship.
Right.
You know, I mean, you know, there's everything.
Oh, no. When you two guys are together, I could completely see the bond.
We sit there, we
love. I could see all of
that. The TV's off. We're laughing our asses off just talking.
There's never been a time I've seen you with her and thought, what are they doing together?
Right.
Like, you totally, 5 seconds in, you get it.
Right.
But it just seems weird. It's like a long way to go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, there are a lot of couples like that, though. There are a lot of couples where it ended a long time ago.
Really?
You know?
If they wanted it to.
Right.
I think. But it doesn't sound to me like you wanted it to.
No. Well, you know, I obviously have to open my mouth. And then her.
Oh, God. I can see where she's coming from.
Are you hungry, babe?
Oh, God.
See, that kind of talk right there. Big turn off.
Yeah,
of course. I'm not
chicks
gonna say
don't
want to
be called babe. Are you hungry, babe?
Yeah. Well, that's just a Long Island coming out. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, babe, you do balls? Whatever, you know.
Oh, my God.
See, we're hearing now why it's been so long and why you've never gotten a blowjob.
Again, in and out of the door all the time. You know, nothing weird there.
It just seems to me like you're not living until you get a good BJ.
That would be nice. That'd be nice.
Yeah, really, it's... You know, it's always better to give than to receive. Mm-hmm. But when you're receiving that, it's heaven.
Yeah, is it really?
Yeah.
You should just ask.
Yeah, I mean, if you have this relationship where you guys can communicate and make each other, like, why can't you just ask her?
Mm-hmm.
I'll try.
Mm. Yeah, I think you should.
Thank you.
Problem solved.
There you go. Done. Next
You're
case.
You're never going to ask her. You know it.
Probably.
Have you guys ever had a conversation about sex?
No.
No.
What? Do you remember?
Never. It's never come up.
No.
Your last time having sex with her. Do you remember this day? At all?
It was on vacation in Florida.
Did anything happen? Like...
Yeah, she was struck in the head by a coconut. What the fuck are you talking about?
I don't know. I'm just trying to think, like, maybe
Wait,
something
she was
traumatizing
struck
hit
with
happened.
Coconut
She's
in
like the worst CSI
and then you had
person
sex
over
with
here.
Her while she was passed
Let's
out.
Let's go back, shall we?
We should go back. Right? I mean, maybe something happened that was traumatizing for one of you, and you don't want to relive that moment, or something weird happened. And...
Well, my theory is if you're not having an orgasm and you're taking hours to the point where her legs are tired and she's like, just stop. Then it wasn't enjoyable for her. And then
she enjoyed it several times.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And it wasn't enjoyable for you because...
No, I was having a good time also. I just never
finished.
Yeah, the gun didn't fire.
Right.
Yeah.
There wasn't the firework.
Exactly. Yeah, there wasn't a, all right, get ready for the boom, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No finale.
Exactly.
No finale.
No finale. It's a lot of the after effects, but yeah.
Right. A lot of smoke.
Pretty cool thing. A little fireworks there. But no big finale.
Right.
Yeah. They didn't play
firecrackers.
We ended around God Bless America.
Right. All right.
So I got to work on that.
I just want to know why you didn't have it another time then. Like, why was that the last time?
I don't recall.
Hmm. So, all right, I'm just going to leave that for another time.
I don't know where to go.
But if you never had an orgasm. During an act.
Yeah.
With a woman.
Right.
Like, do you think that that's something that means something?
As far as?
Anything.
No, it just means I take a long time, apparently.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It doesn't take that long when you're with yourself, though.
Well, kind of.
What are you picturing when you're with yourself?
I don't know if I want to know the answer to this one.
Yeah, are you looking at pictures?
We're good on that one. Yeah, we're good
are
on
you
that
looking
one.
At, like, pictures?
Put it this way, the hey, normal
I
stuff.
I have to ask. This is what I do for a living. People want to know, AJ. Mm-hmm. I have to ask the questions.
The normal stuff.
Now, okay. What is normal, though?
Hot chicks.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
That's normal.
Not dudes, not your feet.
No and no.
No monkeys?
No monkeys, okay. No.
Nothing
a challenger every now and then, yeah.
All right.
Yeah. That's all right. Hey. Oh, babe.
Okay. Yeah. All right, well, you know.
So, yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah, the winning lotto numbers.
That helps.
Powerball!
Exactly. At this time, even classic lotto will work.
With a multiplier!
Oh, can you not gesture while you're doing that, please? I feel odd standing next to you. I got Phil jerked off like a spider monkey next to me over
here. The big check is going
to
be mine. I'm going to make it rain.
All right. One more question and we move on.
Sure.
At the beginning of the show today, we were talking about how many times in your life you said you would think about that number and have it for the podcast.
It was about 10.
About 10.
About 10 times.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
10, maybe 15 tops. I'm, you know,
not more than 15.
Yeah. At the most. You know.
Yeah. More than five.
More than five, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Less than 15.
Oh, the first week was like good three or four times easily.
Right.
Yeah. The first time.
The very first. Oh, the first time you and her.
Yeah.
So it was like three or four.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah, it was in the parents' house. It was in my parents' car. Because I remember my foot was hitting the brake pedal. And I saw red lights flash. I thought a cop was coming. And it turned out it was my foot hitting the brake
hysterical.
Pedal.
Hysterical.
Yeah. Yeah, I was wondering why it was like flashing with such a beat.
I find it amazing that you didn't go off like at least the first time because that's really a moment.
Also, but it's also because at this point I was 26 years old. You know, maybe it's got something to do with that. I mean, my mindset was different. I wasn't a 14-year-old. I do think too much.
So when we had the doctor on, and we were talking about some of this stuff, and he said, you know, a lot has to happen to achieve an orgasm, and you know, it's physical and it's also mental. So like what's going through your mind, and it could be you're just thinking too much.
I do think too much. I can't shut my mind off. I really can't. That's why the best has always been when I was drunk. Because I'm like,
yeah, like woohoo.
Exactly. Because then, you know, then I'm just like everybody else. If I'm sober, like I have a hard time sleeping at night because I can't shut my mind off. If I write a parody song, for example, that's in my head the entire friggin' night. I just keep on hearing it over and over again. Could I have done this? Could I have done that?
Yeah.
Yep. I just can't shut my mind off.
Huh.
This is where weed comes in.
That's
weed's
what I was
great.
Gonna say. What if you smoke before?
Weed shuts me off.
Huh, maybe you should try that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But now you have to talk her into having sex again.
Exactly.
Reignite the flame.
Coax her back into the lion's cage.
Oh, my God.
See, as soon as you talk about sex, you use that Andrew Dice Clay voice, and it's such a turnoff.
Actually,
she's never, I don't blame her anymore. And no offense to you, but like I could see how this hasn't happened because you come into like, hey, Long Island, man. Hey come over here.
Hey.
Suck the balls.
Hey, yo, do balls. You do balls, babe.
Yeah, and exactly.
Kind of, it's creepy.
Boom,
yeah, I don't
actually
talk like that. I could. It's a defense mechanism because I get really nervous about talking about it, and then I immediately go to the funny.
I get that. I understand that.
Coming to the lion's gate, Joe. How about I go make some lasagna and you do you?
Right.
Yeah, I make you food and leave you alone.
Yeah. The first time I did it was with Angela in my garage, and
that doesn't work with right now.
No. Okay. No, I don't want to use her last name because she was from Shelton. And
probably still waiting for it.
Probably 3 or 4 times.
Yeah.
And I was like all polite. I was like, oh, wow. May I go again, please?
Wow. Look at that.
Thank you, sir. May I have
I couldn't help it. I was like, holy crap.
Hang on. I'm almost at a quarter. Hang on a second.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But all right. Well, we hope things change for you because really you're not living, AJ. Until you get a good one.
Okay.
Not just a BJ.
Right.
But a good, get the sheets sucked up into your ass blowjob.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Like someone who really knows what they're doing.
Really? Applications. Anybody out there?
That's good. Yeah. All right. Applications at AJ@WPLR.com.
By applications, I mean, okay, I will.
Right. Yeah.
No paperwork whatsoever.
Yeah. All right. Well, hey, it takes a lot to share like that. So thank
yes,
you,
it does. I'll probably be living in my driveway now.
Right.
Yeah. So when I come in all smelly and hairy, you know what happened?
All right. Well, maybe that'll mean that you got some.
You'll be like, Pam, is that you?
I wonder how you'd be like if you just got your brains fucked out really hard. Like if you'd be less stressful.
I'd probably just sleep for like a week.
Right. I feel like you need a good lay and a full pizza.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd come in like you smoked a joint.
Probably.
Completely relaxed.
Throw a joint
and
in it,
giddy.
Too, while I let it. Yeah.
Like, hey, guys.
Yeah.
I like that whole, like, the sheet stuck to your ass, bro. That's pretty funny. That's funny.
Yeah. All right. We're going to change the subject.
All right.
Did
cool.
you have
done,
anything you
I'm,
wanted to talk
I'm
about besides
sweating.
That? Not that you wanted to talk. We wanted to talk about that because you dropped a bomb on us 2 weeks ago.
No, but I am going to do more of those. You know, anyone who heard the
rant
the rant that I videotaped. I mean, you know what? It's actually very therapeutic because after I did that video, I felt 10 times better. I just had to get it out.
Yeah.
But I also wanted to show everybody why I'm pissed off all the time because the stupid things people do.
Yeah. You're getting excited just thinking about
exactly,
it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, you had to have been there to see. I mean, I know it sounds stupid, it sounds freaky,
we lived it.
But to see someone actually doing that and just obviously they're just clueless, don't give a fuck.
How many people have we had on the show who says when you go bullshit, it's not that moment, it's the moments leading up to that moment, and that's the little snap point. It's
that's the straw in the camel's
exactly.
back.
Right. And everybody deals with stupid people.
And Friday we had all the stress, so we had the live broadcast, the freaking parking situation. There was a whole bunch of things going on. And then I had to go food shopping. And then there was dumb things happening at the gym. So by the time I got to get my
What's
Chinese
food. What's stressful about driving her to Stop and Shop and letting her out? Can I ask?
No. Well, I mean, you know, no, because getting to there, Stop and Shop.
But you stress yourself out about shit that's like, I'm going to drive to the fucking supermarket and let my wife out of the
you
car
haven't
and
driven
sit
through,
in the parking
you
lot.
You haven't driven through Milford. Now I go to the gym while she's food shopping.
All right.
But the thing is, when you go to just driving through Milford, okay, You can't just go from my house to Stop and Shop, which is maybe like 1.2 miles away, without getting aggravated at least 3 or 4 times on the way over there, because people do dumb things. No, I remember that day.
Right,
I remember
that
day.
Hold on.
Some
keep
guy
this
made,
for a video.
Some guy made a U-turn right in front of me. Like, just like.
But why would that piss you? Like,
because
who
I was
cares?
Hit him.
Where's Brent? Who cares?
Who cares?
I'm just saying. That's why. That was one of the reasons why.
Like, you anger yourself. You get yourself worked up over stuff that most people don't. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
And that's coming from me.
Right.
Okay? Like, I'm a person who gets pissed off.
I'm a very mellow person, but when
I get... A little bit more than I should.
But when I go off, I go off.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know what it is? I think it's because for years, I just suck it in, just take it in, just taking that same
word.
Well,
bingo to you.
Now, all of a sudden, I'm letting it out.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, you found subjects that can't hear you because you're videotaping.
Right.
And that you're not confronting them.
Right.
There's no back and forth.
Right.
It's a one way. Fuck you.
Right.
Yeah. And you've been your whole life. Like, I don't even like you have to like one. You and I have to go out and you have to because we've been together for 20 years.
Yeah.
Like, there must be some shit, man, like, you want to say. You know what I mean? And, like, we should go out sometime and you just, let's have the annual, let it out, you know?
Yeah.
And, but think about it. Here, right?
Yep.
Our last station.
Right.
Your wife.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Other people in your life.
Right.
And you don't say anything. And these are big things.
And my dad's very quiet also. My dad also is another, my uncle's that way too.
Yeah.
Right? You just kind of hold it in. Just don't say a word.
So when you see people eating pizza parked in the wrong spot, eating pizza
right
with
the fuck
two
at
hands.
Me too. Like a goddamn big fat
was it a big slice?
You pizza eating bad, Parker?
Or was it a normal size slice? I'm trying to picture
the audacity. You're going back there.
The audacity.
It's like you
look at what I have to fucking deal with.
You
over
see
here.
The chaos going on around you, and you clueless fuck. You're sitting there eating your pizza. Okay, if you're gonna eat your pizza, which is fine. Wait, park the right way so everybody else doesn't crash around you.
Well, I think it's a bit.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's a good one.
Oh, yeah,
it gives
no,
you an opportunity to vent.
I will
we'll
keep
all enjoy it.
Oh, yeah.
It'll become a thing.
I'm sure there'll be one
I just
this
don't
weekend.
Want you to become that person on the air where it's all the every fucking thing you talk about. You're angry.
Right.
You know, I think this is your, you know, this is
my portal.
Your segment, your portal.
My portal, yes.
Perfect.
So, yeah, the boss talked to him during his review. So it's not the kitchen now. It's not the studio. So he didn't get rid of the anger. It's just been displaced somewhere else.
Yeah.
Ah, yeah.
And Phil, man, hit something on the fucking head on the air. And it was one of those light bulbs. Like, why didn't I think about this? Is that AJ's been freaking out about the condition of the studio. And then we put him in the studio with Pam, like the Tasmanian mess.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know how he's dealing with it.
Microwaves,
like, you're doing a good job.
Jesus.
Microwaves fish 3 times a week.
I just stopped paying attention to that side of the room.
Right.
I mean, I used to come in the morning and, like, fix her entire spot. I put her chair, because usually I find it halfway across the room.
No need to,
and
though.
Stuff like that. And I'm like, and that was me. Yeah,
right.
Apparently she likes living that way.
Right.
So I just walk in, I go right to my side, I fix my side that somebody else fucked up, and I just take care of my side. Her side, it's almost like it's somebody else's yard. So I'll go print my side of my yard and leave that yard alone.
Yeah, that's fine. It's not yours to worry about.
When I print the stuff out, because she does the, you know, she prints, she has a news story, she gives you as well. I'll take her copies. We have her copies. I take her and just kind of throw them on her side. I just throw her copies on the side of the room.
Hey, man, I love you, brother. Never change. Never fucking change. Just this is what I hope for you, is that you find peace.
I will.
In between your rants.
I will. Yeah, I do.
You know?
I do. Yeah, I put my cars. I'm good.
Yeah. All right.
You ever see in the cartoons where they literally draw a line down the side of the house and like, you're over there.
Yep.
Right.
This is my half.
So they didn't actually have to draw a line because AJ literally only cleans up to one point.
Yeah.
You can tell.
You can see
which
the line
surfaces
now?
Pam uses and which surfaces AJ
the
uses.
The stain to the left is Pam and then the clean area is mine.
You know what I secretly love what happens though when AJ does this? So he is very particular about the way he throws things out. So he'll take paper and he'll shred up the paper and then throw it out.
Yeah, because it's a small garbage can.
So it's flat.
It's a small garbage can, so it fits in there. She takes whole papers, just like chucks them in there.
I secretly love it when he misses just a little just a little piece of
paper.
But
I go back and pick it up.
No, but sometimes you don't.
Most
and
of
I
time
just
I
leave
do,
it
though.
There so he can see it.
Most of the time I do. Most of the time I do. If it was, if the rest of the people use that thing, they just leave it there.
It makes, I don't know what it
have
is.
Have you looked at the floor underneath where you sit, Chaz? And sometimes it looks like popcornville.
Yeah.
It's like a bird with
I don't
there.
Even
well,
eat popcorn.
It's the Wigmaster.
Yeah.
One.
His chair.
It's not me.
Like, he'll take a mouthful of popcorn and then it'll rain popcorn on the
but
floor.
But nobody picks anything up.
No.
They just could crush into the carpet.
But AJ, at some point, you just got to realize.
Yeah,
that
I got
it.
I gotta,
is what it is.
I got to give it up. Mm-hmm. I got to give it up. Folks want to live that way, go for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fine. I mean, it shouldn't affect you.
Look at the shit I got to fucking deal with in this place.
Look at this shit I got to deal
you know
with.
What, in this town.
You're a genius in a sea of idiots.
Hey, thank you. Thank you for noticing. I need a t-shirt that says that.
You can't say nothing to no one.
You
in
can't
this
say
crazy
nothing
town.
To no one. One of my favorite segments this week was that fucking
this year,
your parking lot.
It was my favorite.
And you're just, it was great.
All of 2017.
When I hit Powerball, I'm going to build my own little fucking studio.
Just do it from wherever you live.
Exactly.
You're going to miss me.
Dial it in.
You'll miss me.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Pam's birthday is Sunday.
Yeah, happy birthday, by the way.
Thank
happy
you very
birthday,
much.
Pam.
Thank you.
Really.
Good segue.
Yeah. Any plans?
I'm just going to be hanging out with friends all weekend and my parents.
That's the best.
Yeah. Drunk and eat.
Yeah.
Yep, got to do all those.
She's already started heavy on the eating.
Yep.
Yes, she has.
I'm getting ready to absorb the alcohol.
Yeah, how many pieces of pie?
Two.
And then
two cupcakes.
Two cupcakes.
And I think I'm tapped out for the day.
She's like her stomach's like Noah's Ark.
Tapped out
two
for the day,
pie,
meaning the
cupcakes.
Next hour.
Next week, two slices of pizza.
Two cups of coffee.
Two
cups of coffee, yeah.
She's Noah's Ark
yeah.
of food.
And then later on, it's all going to embark at her ass.
Two cups of coffee with two creams and two sugars.
Exactly. Yep. Two meatballs,
right.
Two subs.
Later on, she'll give two shits.
Right.
Hopefully more.
Phil, did you have anything?
No, I think everything I was going to bring up is just going to be small potatoes.
Right.
I think we covered
Same.
It all. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you for finding our... podcast.
Thank
it's
you.
Extraordinary numbers.
Yes.
Stuff.
We appreciate that.
So thank you very much. Subscribe to our podcast. All the best stuff just ends up right in your phone.
Yep.
Or a laptop or tablet.
Whatever you use.
And so it's on iTunes, Chaz and AJ, but then also comment because that'll, so when people search for it, it shows up.
Right.
Follow us on Facebook and all that stuff.
Please.
Thank you very much for showing up at the St. Patrick's Day broadcast.
Mm, that was fun.
Motherfuckers!
Motherfuckers!
It's a great, great big family, and we're happy to be part of it. So have a great week.
Yes.
Enjoy.
And what else?
That's it.
Is that it?
Yeah.
I think so.
Stay out of my way. Stay out of my way.
Have a great week and stay out of AJ's way.
Thank you. Yeah,
pizza eating, no pockets.
Look what I have to fucking deal with over here.
In this town.
It's crazy town.
It is crazy town.
I'm Chaz. That's AJ.
Have fun.
Pam, the birthday girl, is over there.
Thank you.
Phil's over there.
See ya.
See ya.
The Chaz and AJ Week in Review. Download every Friday and tune in again to the live show Monday morning starting at 5:30 a.m. The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.